think there's many of us who have said, oh, I have such a crush on that person, to our significant other, and we just don't think much about it. A lot of times it's a celebrity or someone maybe that you mutually know. But is it weird if that person you admit to kind of having a crush on is texting with you?
Aaron in Point Loma, can you relate to what Tammy just said?
Yes. Actually.
All right, go ahead with your story.
So my fiance just told me about his work crush at work, and it feels super weird.
Not because he said, I have a crush on this person, like I was talking about, but you feel that
it goes
further than that.
Exactly. It's like, I mean, I'm reading between the lines here. They work together every day, and, you know, I've seen the text she sends him, and they seem really flirty to me. And you know, she's married and has kids, and he says it's nothing. And he says nothing will ever happen, but, you know, he wanted me to know about her just in case I got the wrong idea.
So he thought that if you saw some of those texts, you would take them to say that they were being flirty with each other.
Does he think they're flirty?
No. He does not think the texts are flirty, but they are. And even though he was upfront with me about it, which is great, but I still feel like he's deflecting the situation. And I don't know, now I'm all suspicious, and maybe there's more to the story. Like, should I be worried? I don't know.
Well, first of all, I have what I call a work wife here. And I'm sorry, Tammy, it's not you. Don't get all hopeful looking. I know. You had a dream, kid.
Oh, my God. You have lots of work wives. Let's be honest.
I do not. Don't turn me into a work floozy. I have a work wife across the glass. Her name is Dorothy, and she and I are very, very tight. We text all the time. She's married. I've got a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Everybody's cool with it because it's tongue-in-cheek work wife, work husband. The texts aren't flirty, though. They're just funny and making fun of people mostly.
Yes. Okay.
Now, is your fiance having fun, joking around, texting like I do with Dorothy, in your mind considered flirty, or is it somewhat more than that? And maybe you can come up with one.
I mean, it's like inside jokes and stuff, right? Like it, like things that I wouldn't even understand. I can't really remember exactly, but like, you know how you flirt with your crush. Like it's just like winky face emojis and like LOL and
that's the difference between me and Dorothy. We don't crush on each other. We just jokingly call each other work wife or husband. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And he did say crush.
He didn't say crush. He said work wife.
Oh.
I'm filling in crush.
You feel crush. He insists work wife like I just did.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, let's throw it out and see what kind of advice we can get. 833-287-1037. Do you think Aaron is overreacting? Do you think there's something to be reacting about? We want your opinion.
833-287-1037. And Aaron, if you wouldn't mind just chilling, hanging out, and we'll see what our KSO and loyal listeners have to say. I think they're going to give you some good advice. They usually do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dan.
All right. Hang on. John and Tammy, it's Love or List Them. 833-287-1037 on KSON.
My fiance just told me about his work crush at work, and it feels super weird. They work together every day, and, you know, I've seen the text she sends him, and they seem really flirty to me. And, you know, she's married and has kids, and he says it's nothing. And he says nothing will ever happen, but, you know, he wanted me to know about her just in case I got the wrong idea.
That's Aaron in Point Loma. She needs your help. She wants to know if you think she should love him. Trish and La Mesa, what do you think?
Well, my overwhelming first response is if you play with fire, you get burned.
So, ..
If you play with something that you're just tipping your toes where you could really get into hot water. And if you care about the relationship, you don't do that.
Thank you, Trish.
Aw, you're welcome. Love you guys.
Nicole and El Cajon, what do you think she should do?
Yeah, a couple thoughts. I mean, I think, first of all, I think it may be worth revisiting the conversation with him and letting him know you're uncomfortable and, you know, the reasons why you're uncomfortable. And I think another idea is possibly getting together with, like, as a double date so you can meet her and see them, you know, in person and just flush out any other maybe insecurities or questions, concerns.
Yeah, I love how you thought about it and thought, okay, let's just take it in a way that maybe things can make you feel more comfortable, because he was upfront about it.
Yeah, and I think you know, if he was upfront and you're still uncomfortable, I think your feelings are also valid that, you know, he's brought it up, but you're still not comfortable, and I think it's worth, revisiting with your fiance.
I love your thoughts. Thank you, Nicole.
Aaron, you heard what our KSON loyal listeners had to say, but what do you think you want to do? What's Aaron saying to Aaron?
I think I'm going to stick it out for a little bit. Like, I don't think there's enough there to really, like, break it off.
You think maybe that you're reading in too much to it?
I do. But I, you know, I love him. And we've been together for a long time. And the truth is, he was upfront about it with me. And so I feel like I've got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know, and I'm a guy, in case you were wondering. And the first thing I thought of as well, Aaron, is that he told you all about it. He showed you everything. He showed you everything in case you got the wrong idea. Those are all really good signs. And, you know, guys, sometimes we're dopes. We don't understand that fun, playful banter could be assumed by somebody you care about, really care about, outside looking in, as flirting.
Sure. And when you get a text, there's no context to it except how you read it. And we all can read the same sentence completely differently how we're coming into it.
Moral of the story is, Aaron, we think you're making the right choice here.
Thank you.
Okay, well, carry on. I hope things go well with you and your fiance. We really appreciate you sharing your life with us, okay?
I appreciate you, too.